Welcome to the Academic Minute. I am Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Modern technology may have put a new spin on the human need to create social networks, but useful social groups are older than civilization itself. Barbara Mills, professor and director of the School of Anthropology at the University of Arizona, explains what social networks in the American Southwest looked like before European contact.
The concept of networks permeates contemporary society, yet even past societies had social networks. Our research looks at social networks in the deeper past, applying it to archaeologically documented societies in the pre-Hispanic U.S. Southwest. To apply network theory and method to archaeological data, we compiled a database of settlements and artifacts dating between AD 1200 and 1500 from Arizona and New Mexico. Settlements are the nodes, and artifacts, including over 800,000 decorated ceramics and 4,000 pieces of obsidian, are the ties. We divided our assemblages into 50-year periods and asked, which settlements were more connected to each other? How much of social connectedness was based on spatial proximity? And how does position in a social network predict future outcomes? We found that 13th century settlements in the northern Southwest were much more connected to each other than settlements in the South. This changed at the turn of the 14th century when large areas of the north were depopulated and migrants moved south. After AD 1300, southern sites became more connected to each other, more than expected given spatial distance. We also found that network position, such as high centrality, did not always predict persistence. When looked at over centuries, we can see how networks form and fragment as a result of factors such as human migration. And for the southwestern people who lived in the period before written records, archaeological networks illuminate their changing relations over time, highlighting those places and times when their connections spanned vast areas of the Southwest.
That was Barbara Mills of the University of Arizona. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years, and from Mount Holyoke College.